Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
This episode of Know How is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Take back your internet privacy today. For 3 months free with a one-year package, go to expressvpn.com/knowhow. Today on Know How, we've got news and security hacks and live demos all about IoT. Welcome to Know How.
Hello.
We are the unindicted co-conspirators of IoT here for
you. Yeah, I like that. I love that. We are. And today we have a special guest.
Yes. That's
you may not have seen this assistant all season long, and that's because this assistant is the only assistant, the only speaker with Cortana in it
thus
far.
Is it really the only one with Cortana?
I believe it's still, it's definitely the most popular.
Mm. Yes.
I would say the one that you can find.
And weirdly, both Leo and you offered to give me yours. Just get it out of
get it out of house. Listen, it's no shade to Cortana, but when it comes to digital assistants, there is a reason that our first news item is kind of a hot topic this mm-hmm. week. And that's because Cortana has taken on some friends mm-hmm. to help it propagate in this world of assistants.
We introduced Cortana before we introduced ourselves. I am Megan.
We did. That's true. And I'm Florence Ion. But you know what? Cortana deserved that.
She did.
We put it on the marquee above us mm-hmm. because that's what we're giving it today.
I have to say that she has the most pleasant voice of any of the assistants.
I agree. Well, I mean, she did start in a video game.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
So, you know, it's like getting Vin Diesel to be your assistant mm-hmm, voice. Mm-hmm.
But what I've found
when
I've been experimenting with her is that pleasantness can be a bit disturbing. She will give you the news. And for some reason, it gave me the news. And it just mm-hmm. picked out the LA Times and like the worst, darkest stories. Alex, do you have the link to my tweet in there? I think I put it in there. I recorded her. I just asked her for the news. And this is kind of a spoiler because Cortana is actually coming out of my Amazon Echo Dot, which we'll explain how I did that in a second. But let me know if you have that.
From USA Today. Georgia police taser 87-year-old grandmother who is cutting flowers for not following orders.
It's disturbing.
Yes, it is disturbing.
Yeah.
I will say that just yesterday I was having a conversation about assistants and how they have sort of been programmed to have that same social contract with us as humans to kind of get us to interact with it. And I find it interesting that Cortana actually tends to be one of the more realistic interactions mm-hmm. that I have. But when it comes to actually doing things, tad bit limited.
It's true.
In terms of integrations mm-hmm. and things of the sort. And I think that's why it's this whole piggybacking mm-hmm. is happening.
Yeah, so they formed a partnership. Mm-hmm. You can get your Amazon Echo voice on your Cortana, and you can get Cortana on your Echo Dot or your Echo Show or wherever Echo is for you. You can switch them in. It's really very easy. You just have to enable a skill, and both Cortana and the Amazon app will send you the information if you ask. You just have to say, like, enable Cortana or enable on your Cortana, and then they'll send you the information on how to set it up.
Very easy. Very easy to do.
So now I'll talk to my Echo Dot here, and I'll say, Echo, enable Cortana.
How can I help?
Oh.
Hello.
I'm sorry. I don't know the answer to that one yet.
Of course.
We should probably mute.
I have no idea how to mute that.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. So you muted it.
He's mid-muted.
Sorry. I don't know the answer to this one, but I'm learning.
Cortana.
What can I do for you?
Read my email.
You don't have an email account set up.
Show me my calendar.
One by going to the notebook in Cortana settings.
Yes.
And adding an account under connected services.
So, how can I help you? I tried several times to do that, and I believe that you have to have an Outlook account. Like, you have to have, like, Microsoft Office.
I haven't even tried that.
I'm not able to help with this one yet.
I think you can use different calendars, but I've not been able to set it up with my Gmail account.
Yeah.
Understandably,
yeah.
They want you to have Microsoft Office and use Outlook.
That's very limiting.
I'm not able to help with this one yet. How can I help?
Show me my calendar.
All right. There isn't anything in your calendar. You can add a calendar by going to the notebook in Cortana settings and adding an account under connected services.
You know what?
What can I do for you?
Sing the national anthem.
Oh, yes.
I'll sing you the first bit. Oh, say, can you
Very good singer.
Yeah, she
Very
really
good
is.
Singer. I think it's worth mentioning...
Echo.
I think...
Stop.
Stop singing. I think it's worth mentioning that the trouble with Cortana and having it on the Amazon speaker is that there's additional configuration that has to take place for you to really get that added benefit, but if you just want it as a party trick, it's there.
Mm-hmm. Now, Alex, who is our technical director
yes.
today, he is so immersed in the Windows ecosystem that he still carries around his Windows phone and pretends to use it sometimes.
It's all pretend.
It's all pretend. Do you use Cortana a lot, you big,
no.
huge Windows fan?
Only to set reminders.
Oh.
That's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, if you work in an office, you have your calendar and your Outlook email and, you know, you are immersed in the Windows worlds, then I could see how Cortana might be helpful to look at your appointments and read your emails and things like that.
Cortana also does a couple of IoT schemes. It is good at the Philips Hue bulbs. Mm-hmm. I use that skill sometimes on my Windows 10 machine. And, you know, if I'm not feeling like talking to Googs, I will talk to Cortana and mm-hmm. have the lights set. So,
but I think it would be more. So let's turn the volume, but the mute. Turn the mute yep. off on here. Turn the mute on there, and then I could say, "Hey, enable."
To here.
Yay! Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. So, by the way, this is a really good speaker. Just for what it's worth, if you see this on sale, you might be interested in it, just because it actually produces some pretty good bassy sound. I mean, it's Harman Kardon. Owned by Samsung, all those, you know, brands sound really good out of the box. So there is that to it. Now, can you do all the same commands with this version of Alexa?
I think the idea is eventually
Excuse me,
you'll
Albuquerque.
Be...
Look at us. We stopped using our...
Eventually, you'll be able to. It's brand new. It just was announced
okay.
this week. So you could say, Cortana, enable Alexa. Play my flash briefing.
Sorry, this device does not support flash briefing.
Okay, so...
How can I help you?
Buy toilet paper on Amazon?
Based on your order history, I found Cottonelle Ultra Gentle Care toilet paper.
Is that what you use?
48 double
yeah.
rolls. Okay. It's $26.99 from Amazon.
For one roll.
If you'd like to hear details, just ask. Would you like to buy it?
No, thanks.
I swear it's cheaper at Costco.
It probably is.
I also found quilted Northern Ultra Plush toilet paper. 24 Supreme rolls. It's $25.99.
You got 48 rolls in the last
one.
No, thank you. So not surprisingly, she will absolutely let you
buy
things.
That's all I can find for toilet paper right now. Check your Alexa app for more options. What else can I do for you?
Nothing. We're done. We're done here. Goodbye.
But thank you for your time. I mean, I'm assuming she could play music, too.
Yeah, if you set that up.
Yeah.
You know, I have come into this problem with some other third-party speakers. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. We'll get those out. I've noticed that you don't have all the access to all of the commands mm-hmm. that you do with. And I find that to be very interesting. I mean, I'm assuming it's like that intentionally to keep... competition. I mean, there's so many different Amazon devices that you can buy,
mm-hmm.
but seems a little limiting.
Well, they specifically said that because this is new, there's some things that you can't do yet.
That's fair.
You will be.
That's
they
fair.
Will be able to. Just because you can't do them right now doesn't mean you're
probably.
Not
I mean, it doesn't have data to pull from the way that the app does, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have like again, you have to have all that configured mm-hmm. through a separate Cortana app.
But it did know. I mean, that is the brand of toilet paper I use. Spoiler alert. I don't know. Now you know that. So it was already connected. But you do have to do some connections.
More of a quilted northern kind of
you
girl.
Are. Yeah.
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 Anyway.
So other big news is there is a security flaw in one of the devices that we have recommended.
One of the best, and one of the best rated Wemo is one of the best rated smart plug brands out there. You will go to pretty much any tech site that covers consumer hardware, and you will see that this is like a number one for easy, simple home automation.
Need a shot of splendor for the end of the day? Ask, what time is sunset?
I do not need a shot of Splendor, nor do I need a packet of Splenda. So apparently, yes, now we've got a security breach on one of America's most favorite outlets.
Yeah, Belkin is a known brand. Wemo, we've recommended many times. Our in-studio guest, Sam, who's here, she says this is what she uses. What happened was McAfee discovered that a hacker could get access to your Wemo, and then they could then get access to your whole network. This is especially dangerous if people are using this on a corporate network, as we talked about this yesterday. Last week on Enterprise IoT, you don't want to just connect anything. It's an unreported buffer overflow for those of you keeping track, and it was reported on May 21st. And
so it's been a while.
Yeah, and McAfee did responsible disclosure. And then now Wemo says they're working with McAfee to update it and fix it and should have a firmware update within a month.
We're going to see this. I think we're going to see this pop up a lot more over the next year or so as more of these items become, you know, as more people buy these things, especially I'm seeing after this, it's going to be a big holiday for these things. Manufacturers are really going to push the stuff. We already have the news of an upcoming speaker from Samsung that's going to have some of this home automation integration in it. And so, of course, these accessories are going to be lining the shelves. And I don't doubt that we'll see more vulnerabilities actually pop up down the line, because the more chances you have to check on these things, the more you can find holes.
Right. And the important thing is McAfee responsibly disclosed, and Belkin is fixing it. And I'm going to put in a little plug for HomeKit. The Wemo recently got HomeKit compatibility,
right,
which means you don't even need to use their app. And the app is part of where that vulnerability comes from. Like, someone could download the app and connect remotely to your plug and therefore to the rest of your network. But that vulnerability doesn't exist in HomeKit. And everyone complains about HomeKit and how it's useless and there's only four things that, you know, are on HomeKit. But it is more
secure. It's like that intentionally.
Yeah. It's just annoying.
It is intentionally. Well, I live on the wild side. I've learned how to live on the wild side. Mm-hmm. I'm properly equipped with all of the things that I need on that side. But it is safer to be on a secure side.
I have a little Amazon Echo tip. Another tip, besides just having Cortana on it. There is a new skill that I discovered that I really like, and it's called AnyPod. So presumably, if you're watching or listening to this, you are a fan of podcasts. And of course, you probably know that you can ask your device to play a podcast. It's harder to ask your device to fast forward or rewind or subscribe to a podcast. You can subscribe to podcasts on the HomePod. It's more difficult on
I have to
Echo
say
devices.
It's very difficult to do on the Google Assistant. The podcast voice interface and voice navigation interface is just not there. I usually just manually cast it, and then I use voice controls after the fact. It's very finicky.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the smoothest experience.
Yeah, and I mean, I listen to the Flash Briefing, which is like little brief things from all of the content creators that I like, including Twit.
Yes.
And that has gotten better because it recognizes my voice and it won't replay the ones that I've already heard. But in terms of podcasts, like I like to fast forward through stuff. I like to rewind if I missed something and hear it again. And so this is called AnyPod, and it's just a skill that you can enable. It's free, obviously, as all the skills are, and you can just say Echo, open AnyPod.
AnyPod, at your service. Would you like to resume playing Tech News Weekly?
No. So it knew that I was playing that before. AnyPod, play Know How.
I think you're looking for What You Know podcast.
Nope.
Do you want to play it?
No, play Know How.
Now playing Know How. On this episode, KH395, IoT for the Enterprise.
Hey, it's us. Mm-hmm. And then you could say, Echo, ask any pod to fast forward 5 minutes.
We actually started off this.
That's my voice.
Echo, ask any pod to rewind 30 seconds.
Things from overseas all the time because I've got to open up off sites so our folks can manage the HVAC remotely.
Echo, subscribe to the show.
Amazon Music Unlimited lets you play tens of millions of songs on its Echo Dot.
We got $3.99.
Have we told you about the good news of Amazon Music?
Should I sign you up?
No. Don't. Okay. Please.
You can sign up anytime by saying, sign up for Amazon Music Unlimited.
Nobody asked you for that.
Echo. Echo.
This is
Echo,
be
stop.
Thing.
Echo, ask any pod to subscribe to the Material podcast. I don't think she... Echo, ask any pod to play the Material podcast.
Let's see if this works.
I think you're looking for Material. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Now playing Material 164.
Oh, nice.
A slice of Android pie.
Nice! Hey, yes,
you
that worked.
And Indian Echo.
And you can do... that, right? To stop?
I guess so. And then, yeah. And then if you press that again, will it play?
I don't know. Mm. Oh. Yes!
Echo, ask any pod to subscribe to this podcast.
I think you're looking for This Podcast Will Kill You. Would you like to-
Whoa!
Echo, stop while you're ahead. Thank okay. you.
My podcast with Andy and Notco will not kill you. I promise you that.
So then once you subscribe, you can play all, you just ask it yes. to play all your podcasts.
Can I offer a similar, can I offer a similar little tip for Google Assistant
yes,
folks?
Please
so
do.
So along the lines of this, if you are looking to enable some other things of things you don't have in your house, so you want to do some new things with the assistant, but you don't have like new devices in your house, you don't need to get new devices. There are actually just skills like on the Echo devices. Mm-hmm. And so what you can do is you can go to assistant.google.com/explore, type in the name of a service, or you know, maybe you want like a dictionary app of some sort on the Google Assistant for your kids to use. You could search for that in the search engine, and then it will tell you what works, which devices it works with, which Google Assistant devices it works with, and how you can activate it and the different commands to use. So I've mentioned that tip before, but I just want to put it out there because it's great. It's great to have that in your back pocket when you're like, what can I do with this
Sorry,
device?
I don't know that one.
I know you don't.
You muted her.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are.
Oh.
That's my best.
And you know what? When you get really frustrated, again, we've told you before, just unplug it.
Just unplug it.
It doesn't have to be plugged in just because you own it.
That's true.
It really doesn't. Mm-hmm.
That's what was weird is I exactly pressed the mute button and it kept listening. Okay, we have an email.
We have an email!
Yes, and it is on this topic.
Yes, it is.
Ben writes, when the Echo first came out, I jumped the gun and bought the first generation Echo. We also have the second generation Dot. I have been seeing that the second generation Echo says it is a hub. Now, I don't have any home automation devices yet, and I haven't gotten a chance to experiment. Can I control Wi-Fi devices with... like the Wemo smart plug or a non-Hue light bulb from the first generation Echo. I also have an Apple TV, which I plan to experiment with as well. Sorry all over the place, but I am confused with this home with the home automation options and device compatibility.
Yes.
As are we all.
Yes. So there's only one of the Amazon Echoes is actually capable of being a full-blown smart home hub in that way, and that's the Echo Show Plus, which comes with Zigbee connectivity, so you can connect things like Philips Hue bulbs and anything that might require that particular hub. But you don't need that. You don't need again, you don't need a hub. And if you want to go back a couple episodes ago, we actually have a great little primer on whether you need a hub for which devices and things of the sort. But if you do have an Echo, you can use it kind of as a hub. So a lot of companies now are calling the smart speakers hub-like because you can do home automation through the apps that come with your smart speaker. So through the app for your Amazon Echo, or if you're on a Google Home, through the Google Home app, or for Cortana, through the Cortana app, and you would set all of those things up, and then that would be the interface for you to interact with those devices.
I have just one thing. You said the Echo Show Hub, but it's just the Echo Show Plus.
The Echo Plus.
Yeah, yes. Echo, just the Echo Plus. The Echo Show is the one with the screen, and that one doesn't have a hub.
There are a lot of Echoes out there, to be fair.
Yes.
Sometimes we lose track of the names because there's a lot of them. But it is the Echo Plus that has the Zigbee functionality. And, of course, read the specs before you add that thing to your cart because it will stay there. That's the one. And oftentimes, Amazon will also sell it as a bundle. So,
yes. And then you also said that you have the newest Apple TV, which will also work as a hub. iPad works as a hub. The Apple TV works as a hub. If you have an iPhone, if you have any iOS device that's just sitting at home, you can. That's how you can remotely
a
control.
Hub.
Yeah, the hub is what you need most often to remotely control things when you're not at home. So, like, I have my lock that's connected using the Apple TV as a hub, and it's not like you just need to designate one thing as the hub. Like, it just sort of will take all anything that you have that's an iOS device that you have already asked, and it'll just use that.
Also worth mentioning is that not every one of these apps will allow you to individually control those devices. So if you do have plugs or smart plugs and smart bulbs throughout the house, an app like the Google Home app will not let you manually control it. You will have to go into their respective apps. You can only control it through voice commands. So what I like to suggest is when you're feeling more brave to go out and try some of those third-party apps that we mentioned before, like Yonomi and Stringify and even Yeti, which is perfect for new beginners to the home automation scene. So it really is just about experimenting and having fun with it, honestly. I have so much fun automating this stuff, and that's kind of why I got into it.
And we are going to talk about a new device that you have that is also a hub, the Samsung SmartThings hub, and we're going to set it up live. But first, I want to take a minute before we do that,
before
we delve into the live demo, I want to thank ExpressVPN because they are the sponsor of this episode of Know How. And as we've already talked about security, we've already talked about how important it is. A VPN is super important if you're going to be delving into the IoT world. And I love ExpressVPN. You can use it on your router. You can use it on your iPad. You can use it anywhere, really. I'm going to talk about the way that ExpressVPN works on your router because, as you know, all these IoT devices are connected to your router. So your thermostat or your refrigerator or all this kind of thing, they're increasing convenience, but this comes at a price. And I'm not just talking about all the expenses to buy these things. An unprotected IoT device is, as we've talked about so many times, a gold mine for hackers. Many devices were not built with security in mind. As we've said, sometimes you'll go on Amazon and you'll just buy the first thing and it's not secure, but you can protect yourself with ExpressVPN, the app for routers. ExpressVPN runs a secure VPN directly on your router. It encrypts internet data for every device that is on your home network. So we talked about Wemo before. You're connecting all these things to devices, even devices that you know, they're all connected to your network. They're all connected. If you have ExpressVPN running on your router, you can have a peace of mind. ExpressVPN is the only VPN provider that I personally trust with protecting all of my devices. I have it on my home router now, and I just feel a little calmer about everything that I connect. The ExpressVPN app for routers is super easy to set up. You can also purchase a router with the firmware pre-installed. This is great. I know a lot of you are the tech support for your parents and your other family, your friends, maybe your kids, and you can get them, if they don't want to set this all up and you don't want to set it up for them, you can get them a router with the ExpressVPN firmware already installed. Every device gets ExpressVPN protection the moment it connects to your router, so there's no lag time there. An ExpressVPN subscription also comes with apps for computers, like I said, for smartphones, for your iPad, for your Android phone, for your tablet. You can have on-the-go protection. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data, and then it hides your public IP address. And get this, it costs less than $7 a month. That's not a lot for your peace of mind. Take back your internet privacy today and find out how you can get 3 months free with a one-year package. If you want that deal, which is a very good deal, go to expressvpn.com/knowhow. That's expressvpn.com/knowhow, and you get 3 months free with a one-year package. Go to expressvpn.com/knowhow to learn more, and make sure you do /knowhow so they know that we sent you to them. And we thank ExpressVPN for their support of KnowHow. All right, what do you got here?
What do I have? So this is the Samsung SmartThings Hub. And if you're watching this live, you get to watch us live set this up. If you're not watching it live, you get to miss all the fun.
You get to wonder why you saw us crying when you...
So the thing about this Samsung SmartThings Hub, this is the current gen that you'll be able to find out at Best Buy pretty easily. There's a new one that was just announced August 13th, and that one actually has Wi-Fi control, which is... Or rather, it connects wirelessly to your modem or to your router in your house, which is nice and easy compared to this one, which requires that you hardwire into your router. So I'm going to take a second to go offline and plug this in, and then we'll be right back, and then we'll show you the process.
Okay.
Great. Okay, so I just went off camera and installed the SmartThings Hub in a corner over there near the router because it has to be hardwired into the router. And I also put 4 AA batteries in there, which it comes with because those are the backup batteries, and the unit won't even turn on until you do that. So that's all set up over there. But I'm going to show you how to set up an outlet through the SmartThings app. So if we go over here to this Galaxy S9 device right over here, you'll see this is the SmartThings app that we have here on display. So earlier in my SmartThings life, I was testing the ADT Hub, which we mentioned 2 weeks ago in our Smart Security DIY Security episode. That's offline, so let's pretend that doesn't exist, okay? But here we go is the add device. So we are going to add a hub, or try to anyway.
So your phone, the phone is on the same network as the hub is connected to.
Yes. And oftentimes this doesn't work as I want it to. So what I do is I'll go in here and select Wi-Fi hub and then select what I'm hooking up. And I need to see the model number of this.
Oh, so there's... Like, do we have another one in the studio? Is that possible?
No. That's just the listing, because you're adding it manually.
Oh. I don't like to do that.
I'm going to just try this one. I think this is the right one. Connect your hub. I did. Okay.
And your welcome code below. Okay, so now it says it's registering. That's good.
Yeah. It's on.
This is the time I usually crack open a beer. Although sometimes that's not as effective. Uh-oh.
It is never smooth sailing setting these things up. Mm-hmm. It always is like this. That's why we do it in our pajamas. We do it with beer. It is a process. I would much rather put together a PC, parts and all, set up IoT things.
Well, sometimes it doesn't, you know, it's like you'll do it and it doesn't work and there's no reason.
Exactly, because at least with like a PC, I know, like, I can unplug and plug things back in to, like, figure out what's working. With IoT, it's not that easy. It's not that, like, cut and dry.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like, you know...
So this is not working.
Okay. That's fine. Do you want to keep trying?
Yeah, I'm going to keep trying.
I think IoT is sort of the definition of insanity. Like, you know, the definition is you keep, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I have noticed that sometimes that works. Mm-hmm. Like, you just do the same thing and then finally it just...
I'm going to try actually downloading another app because this is the stock SmartThings app that came.
Oh.
So And Samsung is known for having way too many SmartThings apps. Yeah, I think it's because it's the wrong Samsung app.
Oh.
I'm going to try it with SmartThings Classic.
Ooh, SmartThings Classic.
Yeah, and so this is a very, very confusing thing is that there is a Samsung Connect app and a Samsung SmartThings app. And so depending on the one you download. And so it's possible that's why that's not working. Which makes me wonder, why is this still coming in? Why is this
why
still...
Why did it show up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Connect your hub.
All right.
Continue. Set up your location. Grant location permissions. Yes.
So, as you see here, these are Megan's hands because the SmartThings hub, my account was already registered to another hub, and that is just an absolute headache to try and deal with as we are on the air right now. So, thankfully, Megan has signed up for a Samsung account. Now you have a Samsung account, by the way.
Okay, enjoy. Great. Should I allow it?
Go ahead. Keep allowing. Oh. And so all those allow dialogues are Android specific. So do not worry about that if you are on an iPhone device. Oh. That's specific to the Android operating system.
It might have asked my location. This is my location.
All right. Look how quick. And look, it's Megan Maroney's Android.
What?
I might have to give you this for my lose phone with you afterward.
Battery optimization.
This is just whatever. Okay.
Okay, can we add a thing?
Let's add a thing. Yay! All right, we're adding a thing. So, ladies and folks, under here I've got a Samsung SmartThings plug installed.
Oh,
so
look,
I'm turning
it on. It saw it.
The outlet right now. I just turned it on. So go ahead and tap that outlet. Tap that outlet.
What do we name it?
What would you like to name it?
Princess?
Yes. Let's name it Princess. I love it. Done. Okay.
Uh-oh. What? Okay.
Yeah.
Device is found.
Yeah. Save.
Oh, save. 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 Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, Princess is on right now. I don't know why it says off. Okay. Oh, yeah, it works. We're doing all this from the app. So the nice thing about the SmartThings app, and this is one reason that I would suggest the SmartThings ecosystem to somebody who's new to home automation, is because when it does work perfectly, it's a very smooth experience. And so we have on and off controls right here from the SmartThings app. I don't have to reach under to touch the button.
We have to turn the switch.
I mean,
like a cave person.
But the whole point of this is that you would link up your SmartThings account and your Google Home app or your Alexa app, and then you'd be able to do all of this through voice commands.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where like the pièce de résistance is. Mm-hmm. I hope I used that right. I never took French.
It's such a feeling of accomplishment.
It really is. It really is, which is honestly why I like to empower people with this sort of information, because even just getting this light to turn on and off. I mean, hello, dopamine going up right now.
One more Samsung thing.
We have to act. We're actually going to do a whole unboxing.
That looks like the mesh router that I have.
Okay, so let me tell you about this while Megan shows it off on camera, okay? Before we open it and all of that fun stuff. So this is actually the second generation Samsung mesh Wi-Fi device. This is called SmartThings Wi-Fi. The one that Samsung launched last year was called the Samsung Connect Home. So that's the first gen. This is the second gen. Think about it that way. In terms of design, not too much differentiation from the last version of this mesh Wi-Fi. Still like this little, you know, white puck shape. They are actually smaller nodes than the Google Wi-Fi, for instance. They're about the size of the Eero's, which is nice. They're not, you know, they don't take up too much space.
Eero's a Twit sponsor, by the way.
Eero's a Twit sponsor. So this is mesh networking, and it's got mesh networking tech from Plume built into it. And so a lot of people have said that part of the reason is probably because Plume is known for its abilities to smartly switch networks, mm-hmm. and things of the sort. And so the idea was, And actually, we're going to turn off this light. And the idea was that by having another company do that, by outsourcing that, Samsung would be getting sort of an edge versus having to do all of that configuration on its own. Because the nice thing about mesh Wi-Fi routing is that it will automatically route everything for you the way it should be so that you're getting optimal network traffic, that things are working at the speed they're supposed to, so that everything is getting some sort of internet connection in your house. And so I have to say, the Kinect Home, last year's Samsung Kinect Home, they were okay at the smart things part, because again, the kicker, which I probably should have started out with, is that this has smart things integration in it, which is why it's so interesting, is because it puts in all of these smart home smarts inside of the mesh Wi-Fi, which you would do anyway.
So right? That thing that we just set up, like,
you don't need that.
You don't even need to do that.
You don't even need that.
All that trouble we just went
You would
went
buy
to?
This instead. And so this has both Zigbee and Z-Wave built in. It costs, the three pack this year is $280. So you're getting, you know, these three nodes that you're going to put around the house wherever you want. And if you want to buy just one, that's $120. It's not actually much more than this SmartThings hub. Hovers around $70, $80 usually in the discount range. There is another hub coming out, which I had mentioned earlier. That one is also going to sell for $70. That's the wireless kind. But let's unbox this really quick. I haven't had a chance to test it. It's going to be something that I am going to be installing in my house. I'm going to be doing my own SmartThings configurations with this. I kind of want to really put it to the test this year, since last year we were kind of new to it. And, you know, Samsung obviously really wants a big piece of this pie. So,
do we have a knife?
Do we have a knife? Because I don't know if my nails
there
are
is
gonna...
an it, there is an iPhone app or an Android app on there.
There are, yes, so. This is both. This is Samsung going for everyone. Mm-hmm. And what's actually interesting to know is it's the same SmartThings app that we are using.
A knife. So we're using a USB cable.
Yeah.
Knife.
The micro USB. Or is that C? No, it's micro.
Micro
is the one with a little bit of...
It's not really working as well as I... Where's John?
Got it.
Just throw a knife at me.
Oh, wow. They really sealed this. So this has been unboxed, mm-hmm. which we went to go find a knife off camera. Thank you to everyone who showed up with... knives. A lot of box cutters in this building, by the mm-hmm. way. So this is what it looks like. This is how big it is. It, I mean, it's very cute. It's very light. It's got the in and the out Ethernet on the back, little AC port. I have a feeling these light up blue in the Samsung signature blue color, blue shade. And I'm going to connect these and just connect that outlet that you saw us connect earlier today, connect some other stuff that I have on. There's also some new sensors that Samsung released along with this. So this is going to be Samsung's big year to try and just really, because last year they did it kind of quietly, and I feel like this year it's going to be a real kicker.
So do you have the Google Mesh Wi-Fi now at your
house?
I do. I notice it doesn't always work great, because sometimes when we're having video calls, you have no internet.
Yes, that's because I work at the back of the house, and there's no nodes upstairs.
So this might cover more?
No. Oh, it would okay. do the same. Oh, okay. It would be the same in my house.
How do you have spaces with no internet? How do you live like that?
I have to say, though, the nice thing about this is I can actually tack this on already to my Google Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to actually add this in addition and see how that works. I'm going to see if it covers those dead zones in
Should
the house.
Should we see what else is in the box? I presume there's other stuff in the box.
Yeah, there is. And look at this nice little pool tab.
That is
wow.
Nice.
Industrial packaging mm-hmm. design. I like that. Oh, look at that. You've got a little getting started. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is... I love it when I open a package and it's like clearly made for consumers. Mm-hmm. Like, I appreciate that. Ah, yes, we've got the large Samsung branding on the power brick. These power bricks... too big. They were really big on the Kinect Home as well. The Google Wi-Fi has slightly big power bricks as well, which can be really annoying because they take up so much room. And when you have a double outlet in the living room, I mean, you would like for it not to be taken up. It's on me so much. Quick start guide, Ethernet cable. This is going to be. Look how nicely. Mm-hmm. Look how nicely. It's just like perfectly mm-hmm. uniformly. Kudos on the packaging design.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have more to say on that in the coming weeks. I'll have an article probably out about it.
Excellent. And now I guess it's time for our IoT.
What?
Here's a thing, a little item I got on Amazon, which is, it's an iHome.
It's in here.
That's, it's a spot for your
Are you
ducks.
Kidding me?
So this is
a... It's not a cup holder?
Well, you could probably put... It could be for a cup holder.
Okay.
But it's for your Echo Dot. It's from iHome, which, you know, has been making products. I used to charge my iPod with an iHome and connect it to speakers. So it also will charge your Echo Dot so that you can then make it portable and carry it around with you.
You can carry it around in a little lit up cauldron.
Yes.
Hey, it would work for Halloween. You could carry it around and have scary sounds coming out of it. And then you can go and be like, would you like to go and do my crystal ball? And then it can like...
That is a great, yes. Great for
Halloween content.
And you can hook a Bluetooth up to it. So if you want to, you just use it as a regular Bluetooth speaker, you can do that. So you open up the back here, and there's the plug for your Echo Dot. So it's not exactly easy to do, but I'm going to just plug that in.
You know, I appreciate the thought that of, like, let us give you this ability. I will say watching you do this right now pains me. And I'm really glad you don't have long nails because I feel like this would be very difficult for you.
Yeah. And it's not cheap either. It's like $57.
That's a whole nother dot.
$53.
That's another dot.
That's two dots on Prime Day.
Yeah.
And I have to say that the speakers are not amazing either. In fact, they're quite bad. So,
ooh, unfortunate.
So I could say...
But I could see this like... Like giving it to a teen.
Yeah, that was
my idea. And then the teen would be like,
where's
my
Beats? That's why I got
it.
So, yeah. And now it has to charge back up, but I'll let you listen to the speakers a little bit. Where are the colors there? Yeah, I could adjust the colors. I could. And then once it boots up, I can say, Echo. Echo. Echo.
Not Echo the Dolphin, which was a great series of Sega Genesis games in the early 90s. Echo the Dolphin 2 in particular, The Tides of Time, was a very difficult game to play. Hmm. Boy, did I get frustrated.
She only goes off when we don't want her to go off, of course. Echo. 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 Play Fergalicious.
Fergalicious by
Fergie. So the speaker is not that good. But you're right, the carrying it around.
I feel like if I had some wine in my hand, though, I could still get it on.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to the... hey, play Fergalicious. I know. Cortana, please play Fergalicious.
All right. Fergalicious by Fergie.
I couldn't find that on
tune. A tune in.
Yeah.
It's set to tune in.
Fergalicious by Fergie.
Okay, I got it. Well, hold on, I got it. Cortana, play KQED FM.
Oh. All right. Tuning in to KQED FM.
Now we can really rock.
Yeah, public radio.
That sounds beautiful.
Foam can provide personal.
Memory foam.
All right, Cortana, stop. Cortana. All right, I think that's it. We've finished our show.
I hope everyone who watched the live stream enjoyed all the hilarity. You can be back here with us in the next 3 weeks, and we will be live on Thursday. With all of these shenanigans. And if you're watching the edited version, that's a reason you should come and watch the live version. Because you're missing out.
Yes. And we want to thank RTD.
For putting up with all of the...
Mm-hmm. Today, RTD is Fergalicious, also known as Alex Gumpel.
Yes. Thank you very much.
He might never do it again. Thank you to you for watching. Subscribe to the show, twit.tv/KH. Thank you to Sam Pertle for coming and being
in
our live audience.
You're our first audience member, actually, since we started the show.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Since you started the season.
If you want to be our second live audience, tickets at twit.tv. You can come on in and watch us and giggle along with everything that happens here in the world of IoT. And no, you're not alone.
It's all just ridiculous, but in the end, it's all a bunch of fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say
Cheers.
About that. Yeah. I have coffee.